never goes away. What you gonna know? Now what do you wanna do? Left it on the shore. I know I wanna behave still. How you gonna talk? Two more for you. A little bit more in the sadness space, because who isn't sad right now? Apparently 54% of Americans are back to the way it was before the pandemic. I'm happy for them. I'm not making that up. That was from the New York Times. Just a second while I tune my guitar. Thank you again so much, WMFO. And just in case you're joining us now, we've got two more songs. We are Tisk Tisk Task from Lowell, Mass. T-Y-S-K, T-Y-S-K Task. Please look us up on Facebook or Instagram or wherever. We'd love to talk to you. And we have some Boston shows coming up. Lynch Family State Park, July 16th, and then we're playing with Kiev Caustic July 30th at Union Tavern.
July 15th in Worcester.
And July 15th in Worcester. Thank you, Danny, at Hotel Vernon.
With Eyewitness.
With Eyewitness, and we love Eyewitness. And also Happy Little Clouds and Jake McElvey and the Countertops. That's going to be a great show. Love the Hotel Vernon. The song's called On My Own. But I'm still in this fight. Oh, you're mistaken and plain just so brazen, thinking of only you and nowhere this takes us. You got some luck and it's so
I Tis Task.
We're Tis Tis Task. We have a vocal pedal, and this is our last song. It's called Flies. Please check us out. We have a new album coming out September 16th and a single coming out end of July. It's the first song you heard on this broadcast, Rose Gold.
91.5 WMFO. That was Tisk Tisk Task. Thank you for coming into Studio D. I'm going to jump right back in with the music, starting with a retro track. This is The Rings with Walking in the Dark. 91.5 WMFO. 91.5 WMFO. That was a very sudden stop to that song. That was The Rings with Walking in the Dark. And guess who I have in here?
Hello.
We have Tisk.
Thank you so much. We're so excited to be here.
Yes.
So it is your third time.
It is. Actually, I think even three and a half, because we had some bandmates on.
An interview before?
Yeah. Oh, cool. Anyway, we're just so thrilled. And we found one of our old set lists in the same corner where I left it in 2020.
Oh, yes. Studio D, you don't want to tinker with that.
No, it's a grail.
Yeah, it is a grail with all of those old set lists and posters and all that stuff.
So magical.
Yeah. If only we had a web feed in that room, you know. Like little security cameras pointed down, you know, the unflattering angles and stuff.
Any angle from up above, I'm pro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't look...
As women, we are very double chin conscientious.
Yeah, so you're talking to the biggest DJ on the roster here. Hello.
Oh, you're holding it down. You're doing great. We're so happy to be here for real.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is us. Awesome.
I'm Samantha, and I just wanted to introduce our newest bandmate, Dani Gannon. She's lovely, and we're so grateful to have her on drums.
Yes. All right. So I got to say, while you were playing, I need to kind of express a little frustration.
Okay.
You have an album.
Yes.
Coming out.
Yes.
In September?
I know.
What the fudge?
Yeah, I know. The waiting's the toughest part right now.
Yeah, for sure.
You're teasing us with all of this music and then not coming out. We know.
Well, if that's your gripe, I can handle it.
It is a gripe.
It's a big gripe to have.
It is a good gripe to have. And I mean.
Well, like, can I explain it a little bit?
Sure.
It is hard releasing music right now, still in the wake of the pandemic. There's so many supply chain issues. We wanted enough time to be able to print the CDs, print the cassettes.
Okay.
Release.
You're printing cassettes.
Oh, yeah. I can't even tell you.
I mean, people like to dump on cassettes, but I came of age when the cassettes were the huge thing.
I remember taking out the Lion King cassette to like rewrap it when it got stuck, you know, like analog stuff, you know.
There you go.
You mean the clear? It had to be the clear Bic pen. Because that's the one you could stick in the reels and turn and not have to twist everything. Yeah. People just can't understand the clear Bic pens are the perfect way to wind a cassette.
That's a good tip, Phil.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
But it's crazy. We've been playing a lot of the college circuit out in Lowell. UMass Lowell has a huge underground scene, house show scene.
Yeah.
And the kids these days love cassettes.
Yep.
So we've been embracing it, too. But beyond that, with so many supply chain delays, even DistroKid in the digital realm where we put out our music onto Spotify is about 8 weeks backlogged. So we finished the masters today. And we are uploading it tomorrow morning, and it will take about 8 weeks to come to you,
which is
insane.
Hmm.
But, you know, for people like you who are frustrated, we have a single, Rose Gold, dropping July 22nd. And then we have our psychedelic song, Ocean Now, coming out mid-August. So we are going to release
You're doing what all of the big artists do, drop singles before the records.
We feel like this is a good kind of good direction. We both are naturally doing this together.
Okay.
And so I think the push is there to get some more things just out there, but we're taking our time to really craft these songs and really make them feel the way that they really should. And so we're taking our time with it, but it's a process. But we've loved it, and now our time is to go.
I did notice that with this newer material and with your past appearances. Yeah. We're live, people. If we were still recording from home, all of this would have been edited out.
We're live.
So I did notice that the songs themselves are a lot more expansive this time out.
True. You mean it longer.
Expansive.
Okay, I get that. Well, listen, I am adopting the new motto of containing multitudes, you know?
Okay.
So I think that our music is much more developed. We want to have lots of different movements and emotions and motions
in
the sound.
Correct, yeah.
But I will also say, I think this is a very emotional album for both of us because we've been curating all these feelings in private for the last 2 to 3 years in the mm-hmm. pandemic, and not having live music, not having live shows was really difficult for both of us.
Did you do any of those like Twitch streams and stuff?
You know, very grateful to Once for having their virtual space. Actually,
oh, yes.
Our first album, Everybody's Worried About Us, was set to come out in March 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a big party planned at Club Bohemia. And then the pandemic shut everything down. So Once Virtual Venue hosted us in July to let us do it live.
That's good.
That was cool. But it's just not the same thing. I remember distinctly the night of our album party release, having a great time. Mint Green, who is now signed to Pure Noise Records, so exciting, from Boston, opened for us. It was incredible. We were so grateful.
Awesome.
It was so wonderful. And, you know, we're all in the space and we're all talking to each other on Zoom. And at one point, we're like putting up lighters during songs. Like, it really was a communal concert. And then at the end of it, you say, okay, everyone, good night. And you shut it off. And that empty void blackness in my bedroom of just no one's where'd they all go? I had this sense of community and boop, left the meeting. We're done. It was terrible. It was isolating. And I didn't do any more after that, honestly, because of that feeling, the turn, the virtual.
It's got to be a little weird. I mean, kind of feeling, I guess. Yeah. I mean, we've been doing like Instagram kind of releases here and there, and like to tease some stuff.
Oh, like lives.
Yeah.
But
so
we're
that's
together.
Helped, but it's. Yeah, it feels more it's so much more when everybody's out. And I can look out and I could see us just vibing together. And I look and I see the crowd just starting to gather and move. And
okay.
Really swaying with us. So it's.
Well, I was going to say that you did what, like 4 IG lives before going on this evening?
Yeah,
my Instagram's been blowing up with Tis starts a live video.
Well, that's. Okay, I don't really like lives. We are in Instagram jail right now. I'm not too big to admit that. We're in Instagram jail. We got zucked, as they say. what happened is we had a lot of people follow us over the last couple of days, which is really cool. So we were following back, and yep. Instagram told us we followed too many people too quickly. So we're not allowed to post anything but lives for the next week. So if you followed us, I'm sorry we didn't follow back. We will in 7 to 10 business days.
Oh, geez. Facebook jail.
It's too much. Talk about these virtual spaces. It really does feel like
talk about having actual social media now. And we used to have to post these posters that we see around us on walls and almost get arrested for doing that.
Don't give away how old we are.
Could give away how old I am. I remember that stuff.
Of course.
I mean, terrestrial radio, hello.
There you go.
Old school, still love the physical product. I mean, you could see that in this station here.
Oh, yes.
Well, you have the mural against the wall facing the street, but...
This studio is incredible.
You've roamed the hallowed halls of MFO with all of the history and the vinyl and all that stuff.
So well said. And I remember when Mikey D was on, and I'm so grateful that you guys keep this alive. You know, it really is such a testament to the scene in Boston, and also all the great people that have come before us who are still so influential. Like, even hearing Amanda Palmer introduce the song right before we went on. She's one of my icons from growing up, you know?
Yeah.
You guys are great. I really love that you keep the space, and thank you to Tufts for keeping it going too.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, absolutely. All right, so how can people see you, find you? Not on Instagram, obvi.
You're good. You grew up with cassettes, but you know the lingo.
I grew up with the cassettes. Obvi.
Obvi.
I have a niece and nephew who are of the social media age. They don't use that lingo either, so... So just makes me
TMI.
Look even old.
TMI, LOL.
Older.
POS, that means parents over shoulder when you're AIMing someone.
Do you remember that? Now you see. All right, let's get into anagrams here. POS. Point of sale or piece of.
Okay. And, you can't say that.
and having somebody whose day job was in retail, you're saying this POS is being a POS.
Oh, for sure.
And you knew absolutely what you meant. So,
I know what you mean, for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, how can they find us? Not on Instagram, obvi.
Not on Instagram. Right now.
We're everywhere. We have a stacked summer slate. We're playing every weekend this summer all over the Northeast. Yeah. We are everywhere except for your house until you invite us. And then we also...
I need a housewarming party.
We need a housewarming party. Oh, okay. There we go. North of the city. Come on up to Danny's. So Spotify, Bandcamp, YouTube, all the usual places. Then... actually, this Saturday, we're going to Albany, New York, to Caesar's Palace. Ask a punk for the home address, as they say. And we're going to be playing in the basement.
You're playing a basement show in Albany, New York. Okay.
It's our first time in Albs. All the Albs kids have been tagging us. It's our first time in Albs.
Do they really call themselves Albs?
What do you think we call us here in Mass? We call ourselves some pretty weird things, too.
Well, I mean, mass holes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can't say that, or can you?
Mass holes?
Yeah, POS.
Anyway.
Okay, so we're playing Albany. Yeah. And then next week we have a doubleheader weekend, July 15th at Hotel Vernon. Eyewitness is a wonderful band we're playing with in Worcester.
Oh, yeah, Eyewitness, yep.
July 16th.
July 16th, we're going up to, right to... oh no!
All right, never mind. I'm getting tired.
Do we have to hit up the Facebook to look up the calendar?
No. July 16th is Lynch Family State Park, which is a really great state park in Boston. So. We haven't played there before, but there are some super wonderful bands coming out of Berkeley right now, and those college kids are organizing a DIY show that's so DIY. We will be buying the gasoline for $5 a gallon, getting the gas generator, and lighting up skate park with the. Not with gas.
It is indeed at a skate park.
Oh yeah, not like in Cambridge, like the bar skate park. This is kids will be skating. We will be at an outdoor, all ages, no fee, free show. July 16th. It'll be starting at about 7 p.m. Definitely check it out.
And powered by $5 gasoline.
Exactly.
Pretty much, yeah.
And we are having the bassist of Faye Farrell, Charlotte. They're coming on with our crew in the next couple of weeks, but they are also the bassist in Faye Farrell, so we're really excited to be playing with them.
Okay.
And then after that, July 30th, Union Tavern with Cave Caustic. We're super pumped to be playing our first show with them. And then we're playing with them again in 2 weeks, August 6th. Lowell Mass is really blowing up with great music right now. And we're having the Lowell Summer Jam at a downtown nightclub called Trend.
Okay.
I sound like Bill Hader on SNL. It's a bar called Trend.
This has everything.
It has everything. The password is, no, it's not. It's more accessible.
But it's 10, there's 10 to 12 bands. Mm-hmm. And so it's all day from like 3 o'clock onward until 11 or midnight, I think.
Freaks are going to be playing, Black Hatch, Key of Caustic, Burp. And we also love the PAs. The PAs will be playing. And the front man of the PAs is Ellis Roundy, who is just a tour de force. And Lowell, who's also producing our record on his label, Cursa. So we're really thrilled to be so deep in the UMass Lowell scene and to have the support of so many people there.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, look them up on Facebook. And I guess you can follow them on Instagram, where they will be posting mini live videos to keep in touch.
It's silly, but we can
DM. Just at this moment.
This is the first time I've heard of anybody in Instagram jail.
Really?
Yeah.
I posted to our story because people were upset. I could tell that we weren't following back. So I said, oh, we're in Insta jail. And we got like 5 DMs last night. They were like, spill, what happened? Tell us the dirt. And it's like, we followed 50 people. Yeah.
We got followed, we follow back because this is who
we're
we
nice.
Are.
No, no, it makes
we
sense.
We believe in community.
It makes sense.
All around it. You know, it's all love.
Absolutely.
I like it. I love it up here.
All right. So thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And let's get back into some music.
Absolutely.
Here's a little bit of a ska tune. This is the Hoffletones.
Oh, yeah.
91.5 WMFO.
Butt Rock Boy plays the air guitar. He sings Creed on a Sunday morning, banging his head. He's an old-fashioned guy. He loves the classics like Poison and a little bit of Coke on the side. Butt Rock Boy found out that I play guitar. I turn my distortion way up and he still yells, "That's not how it's done! Don't you know any puddle of mud?" And I'm confused because, dude, have you heard my band? Does it sound like we know any puddle of mud, you fuck potato? With the boys, seeing their favorite cover band, and his chin strap is in full effect and it's full of sweat.
"It's time for another Bud Light," he yells, "and some more hair gel. I want to get it just right.
Why don't you just stand there and look pretty? Make your face up, get just for me. Why don't you just stand there and look pretty? Maybe smile, but don't say a word to me."
But rock boy, oi, oi.
That's why he's got his mom. When it comes to women, he's got tricks up his sleeve. But that does not mean what you want it to mean. He'll interrupt you. He's gonna tell you you're wrong. And then he'll drive home just as drunk as when he came.
Why don't you just stand there and look pretty? Take your face off, get just for me. Why don't you just stand there and look pretty? Maybe smile, but don't say a word to me.
Take a rest. Thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, Go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Thank you. so you don't own it yet. The only part of me you won't forget. Heat, heat, heat from the coals till the fire sets and all the ashes burns out what you left. Covered in leaves, starting to breathe, you're smothering me. Deep, deep, deep in the hole, seeds of your regret in sinking down until the ground is red. Feed, feed, feed for the crows, settles all the debts. A single tear has started to be wept. Covered in starting to breathe, you're smothering me. And all the silver turns to gold, lays in the garden all alone. And all the chains,
WMFO. That was Covered in Leaves from Stems. Before that, I had X Hyena with Nightmare Pills and Fatigue with The Fall Pierce Me. Yes, that brings an end to this installment of On the Town with Mikey D. I have been Phil. Don't forget to tune in next week. Linnea's Garden is playing. Lils will be hosting. In 3 more hours of amazing Boston and New England music, I am going to close out the show with the song from the latest EP from Aaron and the Lord. This song is called Hellfire. Enjoy. See you next time. 91.5 WMFO.